Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we're talking about Amazon. On Thursday last week, CTV News reported that a 92-acre parcel is under development in the east end of Ottawa. Located fairly close to the airport, the project consists of 1 million square feet of industrial warehouse space. And when complete, it will be the largest warehouse in Ottawa. Sources close to the project have confirmed off the record that the occupant of the warehouse will be Amazon. In one respect, this could be considered a local news story and is only of interest to people who live in Ottawa. But I take a different view. In fact, part of a growing strategy on the part of Amazon to create multiple large-scale local distribution centers and fulfillment centers around the country. And much of the media attention has been focused on the so-called second headquarters for Amazon. And HQ2 will certainly bring thousands of jobs to the winning city. Over 200 cities, including Ottawa, made a bid to be selected for HQ2. Ottawa didn't make the short list of cities under consideration, and this local distribution center is going to be expected to employ about 1,000 people. Now, Amazon's strategy of local distribution centers makes a lot of sense. The biggest objection and obstacle to electronic commerce is the delay between placing the order and receiving the product. Traditional retail maintains the leading position on instant delivery after making the purchase. Amazon's working very hard to minimize that delivery time for items that are listed in their Amazon Prime category. The only practical and cost-effective way to achieve this is some form of local distribution center. The idea of shipping products individually through the FedEx or UPS system overnight is horribly inefficient and costly. As real estate investors, this is something you want to pay close attention to. Ottawa is not the only city in North America that will be getting its own local fulfillment center. Ottawa's population is a little over 1 million people, and within a two-hour radius, you can capture a total of 4 million population. We're also seeing a growing trend of e-commerce businesses using industrial space to manage their inventory and minimize delivery time for customers. So it's not just about Amazon. There are many, many other businesses that specialize in e-commerce that are investing in very large-scale industrial space. Now, anytime you get a concentration of employees at a single site, it's worth examining what other services will be needed in very close proximity. And while you can purchase an increasing percentage of goods and services online, some things still require a local presence. You can't get your hair cut online, and a trip to the dentist actually requires the dentist to put their fingers in your mouth, and it doesn't get much more local than that. So it makes sense maybe to open a commercial strip mall directly across the street, or maybe a gas station, or who knows, a restaurant to give employees an alternative to the company cafeteria. Let's not forget about Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods last year. Amazon has the ability to strategically strengthen their position in the market. Some of my sources are hinting that Amazon has major changes planned for their production and distribution of food through the Whole Foods channel. Maybe more on that later. And of course, Ottawa's not alone. Earlier this year, Amazon announced new distribution and fulfillment centers in Las Vegas, Nevada, Tucson, Arizona, a smaller one in Rochester, New York, and St. Louis, just to name a few. Some cities like Phoenix already have 4 fulfillment centers, and these mammoth buildings are just so huge. They're typically around 850,000 square feet. They have 64 loading bays for semi-trailers, and they have parking around the perimeter for an additional 400 trucks. These are very large-scale operations. Now, Amazon fulfillment center jobs are not the most high-paying jobs in the economy. In the States, on average, fulfillment center workers are earning at about $13 an hour. So these are not very high-paying jobs, but at the end of the day, it's still employment, and it's still bringing jobs into the area. But if you do the math on 1,000 jobs, even at $13 an hour, that's an additional $500,000 a week being injected into the local economy. It's not huge, but it's still something to pay attention to. And maybe there are additional needs that are not being met, that are underserviced, whether it's in the form of housing, perhaps in the form of services and amenities, definitely things you want to pay close attention to. So if you have an Amazon coming to town or perhaps another e-commerce business, examine whether that fits into your real estate strategy. In the meantime, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.